2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Form is morphosis, and it means the mere form or semblance of something. Having a form of godliness. Godliness is eusebia, which means literally good thinking or respect or reverence. But let's look at form a minute. Let's go to Romans 2:20.
That word morphosis makes it sound like you turn yourself into, by your religion, something that looks...
That's right. That same word that's masquerading as an angel of light.
Yeah, you put on this form.
But the issue is that it has a more subtle meaning. It means you're doing that without knowing you're doing it.
So you're innocent.
No. That's what you tried for so many years. Romans 2. Let's start in verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Verse 16.
Romans chapter 2. No, chapter 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wanted to read that anyway. Never mind. We'll go to Romans 2. Verse 17. I want to look at this on verse 1 first. Chapter 1 first. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven for those who come late to Bible study. No, it doesn't say that. I was just... I'm sorry, Ronnie. I couldn't resist. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Now, ungodliness is wrong thinking. It's asebia. This godliness that we're studying here is in 2 Timothy is eusebia, or good thinking. Okay?
Yes, we're studying good thinking?
No, we just read godliness, a form of godliness. And, all right. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who contain the truth, but it's in unrighteousness. All men. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So that is a biggie. But now let's go to Romans 2, verse 17. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and resteth in the law, and maketh thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Now the word there, form, is a form of knowledge, is morphos. It's a semblance of knowledge. This is what he's saying to the Jews.
So they hold the knowledge, but it's not the life.
They hold the truth in unrighteousness, having a form of knowledge, but it's not the knowledge of Him. Amen?
Isn't it knowledge about Him, but not of Him?
Well, we have to go back to the thing. We always go back to Matthew 7. You don't have to go there. It says, many shall come. Your tomatoes are dropping on the floor. They just rolled off the counter, off the sill, onto the counter and onto the floor. There's a ghost in here.
There's
a sign. See? You were right. You attract them. Witches and ghosts.
Well, it could be that they're around.
Why after right now do they just start rolling them down?
Because there's about a half inch gap in the window and the wind blew.
There you go. Good possibility.
Oh, so we have a gap in our wind thingy? Just look like we have a gap in our knowledge. Matthew 7. No, don't go. You don't have to go there. Many shall come in that day saying, Lord, Lord, look at what we've done for you. Look at what we know about you. And he shall say, depart from me, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity. He was never intimate with them. I never knew you. So that it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Greek or Muslim or Buddhist or whatever. The issue is, it's his life in you. Then that's what your mind must be transformed to see. Amen. All right, let's go back to 2 Timothy. Having a form of godliness, let's look at a bunch of godliness things. A few of them, anyway. Let's go to Acts 3. Peter is in the temple. Remember he said, the guy wanted some money, he said, silver and gold have I none, but the guy, rise and walk, and so he did. And verse 11, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness, or in there, that word there is godliness, we made this man walk? Godliness will, let's talk about godliness. Right thinking. Godliness will never put people's eyes on the person. They will always put people's eyes on God. It's never. It's never that you hold anyone up to any kind of thinking that they're special. It's that if it's true godliness, the person will always direct the attention to God. And so, again, when I was a new believer, I was on television all the time, and I spoke to churches all over the place, and I noticed something, even as a brand new believer. I noticed that the whole being of the, in the bigger churches especially, the whole mannerism and the whole being, in many instances, the priest or the professionals had on different clothes. They sat up on a stage. They especially in the charismatic churches, they had a whole bunch of people that sat up on the stage, or you looked up at them. You had a situation where I had to sit up there with them if I was a speaker. And then you had the preacher himself, many times dressed in a different outfit than the laity, than the people, and he was speaking from a pulpit. And I was brand new, and it's still, what is wrong here? Why is this like this? You can't have that kind of thing in a community. If people are living the mystery, no one's any special than anybody else. It's like the system that we have. You remember we've talked about the word pulpit is from the Latin for the stage. And so it's like the pulpit in modern church, well, it goes all the way back to the Middle Ages, is always the high place instead of the low place. It's the bama instead of the bima, one vowel point. And in essence, they're in Hebrew, and they're worshiping Molech instead of Melech, one vowel point off. And that's the way it is. If you're one vowel point off, then the perception of godliness is by position or outside appearance instead of pointing at God. And we have all these people saying, oh, he's such a good person. No, he's not. Nobody here would call me good. I know you'd say amen to that. No, but the point is, it's nor would anybody call Gary good or John, even though they're teachers. So the point is, that's why community is so important. So that you don't have this thing where you put people, you think people are godly instead of pointing it to the Father. That's enough. I don't want to
stop. It's kind of the opposite of humility. Humility is the lower seat, and the opposite of that is to take the higher seat until you look down.
Yeah. Okay. Having a form of godliness. Let's go back to Timothy. But denying the power thereof. Denying means to abrogate or forsake. And if you're listening, we're not going to go there, but it's 1 Timothy 5:8, Titus 2:12, Revelation 2:13, Revelation 3:8. It's all about denying this mystery. The power is dunamis. It means the inherent ability, the power. It's a seed has the power, a pecan falling in the ground and dying hath the power to create a pecan tree. A tomato seed has the power to create a tomato seed. And that's what this means. It's the inherent, they have a form of godliness, but deny this inherent efficacy or ability. They think they have to do something. But denying the power thereof. The only thing we have to do is empty. The only thing we have to do is repent. That an empty, repent, abandon, disown, that's all the same position. And it's not an act, it's a continuum. And denying the power thereof, it's autos. It means the power within itself. Now, how can I mean? And we see it. It just breaks my heart. You see people, they're out there laboring, trying to do something, trying to get it right. But all the while, they have this form or semblance outwardly of godliness. But even by their words and actions, they're inherently denying the power that God has provided. Now, from my perspective, this group, Trinity, has a We have a message. We have a form of prophecy that we need to. And this is the primary one, because that's the message of the death of self, of the cross. Not to deny the power thereof. You can never make a mistake by ascribing too much to Jesus. You can always make a mistake by ascribing anything to you. Amen?
Yeah.
So having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Those are the most powerful words. And don't be one of those.
It's interesting. You're going to deny something, so you either deny self,
right,
or you deny that power.
That's right. You're denying self or Christ. There's no in between.
Right.
It's black or white. Digital. From such, excuse me. Oh, I made a mistake. I just coughed into my hand instead of my elbow. What are you laughing at?
I was laughing
at him. Ronnie's got a smirk. Ronnie's smirking.
Wash your hands.
I will. From such...
I got a little comment. The modern Christianity has a dimmer switch. They don't like the digital thing. They like
analog. Yeah. I think they're making... They're going to learn. They're going to progress. From such, turn away. Turn away is apotrepo. It means to avoid, to shun, to disfellowship. Remember, there's all those statements about after the third admonition, reject, and blah, blah, blah. If we did that, if I would have done that, first of all, I wouldn't be here because I would have rejected myself. But we wouldn't have a community. I mean, and that's always bothered me. But anyway, that's just a confession. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's related to Matthew 7.
Amen. Creep is induno, which means to insinuate oneself into, to go in under, it's to sell something in order to, I mean, to create, how can I say it? Well, it's this thing. I mean, we might as well. It's that if you give $1,000 and God's going to heal your cancer. Now, we have now more creeping into houses than anything else because we have television. That's all television did. You cannot preach the gospel by television. All you can do. Because if you ever preached the cross, you wouldn't have any listeners. The only thing television or media can do is to show forth, is to bring fruit necessary for repentance. To show forth the vanity and emptiness of all human effort, including religious effort. That's all that media can do. But they, this sort, creep into houses in order to allure, in order to get their money. So we've never had a time in history where there was more of this creeping into, and it's all because of radio and television. And now the internet. The internet and radio and television don't serve any purpose from God's standpoint. You understand that?
Yeah, but if they show forth fruit necessary for repentance, that's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, you know who the greatest, from that standpoint, you know who the greatest preachers are? The network news anchors. Because that's all they do. It's all the showing the futility of human effort. And every once in a while they try to do good news. Oh. But otherwise, it's just goofy. To try to preach the cross on television and radio is impossible. All you can do is to show forth the futility of human effort. The last talk show I did, that's all I did. Made fun of everything, including Gary.
That's true.
Remember when you were on there one time, you got so mad at me?
You had a long history.
Huh?
You had a long history.
All right, that's enough. Yeah. We'll spend more time on that one. That's important. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Alrighty. Any other comments? Take it, big guy, then we got to talk a minute.